In the Gaza Strip, years of war have strained everyday life. One effect of that is stress on Gaza's health system. But there is new hope for the many Gazans who suffer from one particular health issue, kidney problems. NPR's Larry Abramson sent us this story about a program that's training surgeons to perform kidney transplants.
It's no picnic being a kidney patient, even in the best conditions. But coming in for dialysis in a place like Gaza calls for a special kind of patience. Half a dozen patients sit in a dingy room in Shifa Hospital, Gaza's main healthcare facility. Most will spend 4 hours here, hooked up to machines that will do what their kidneys can't, removing waste from their blood. One man named Hafif Handuna sits quietly and watches as a dialysis machine pumps away at his blood. Handuna says he'd like to get a transplant, but he's had a hard time finding a donor whose tissue matches his.
That's why I couldn't find any identical donor for me. In addition, I found out that it might cost me $80,000-$90,000, which I can't afford it.
Thanks to a host of factors, Shifa Hospital faces supply shortages of medications that kidney patients need to manage nausea and other symptoms. And those dialysis machines are in constant use, so they require lots of maintenance. Dr. Ayman Al-Sabaini says it's very tough to get the parts needed to keep those machines in working order.
We have a machine, 35, from different country, and every machine needs special spare parts, and you can imagine.
The reasons for the supply shortages are many. Israel restricts what can come in and out of Gaza. Humanitarian relief is supposed to get top priority, but the process still causes delays. The bottom line is that dialysis patients often have trouble scheduling appointments. Dr. Mahmoud Daher of the World Health Organization office in Gaza says patients who miss dialysis sessions can't function very well.
Will affect the brain capacity and to the performance of the daily activities, so they will not perform as a normal person.
That's why people here are excited about some good news, the first kidney transplant patient in the history of the Gaza Strip. Here's the man himself.
First.
You're the first. You're famous, right?
Sure, sir. Yes.
Dr. Hamad Suleiman Daher, he's a general practitioner himself, sits in a comfy chair in his living room, his youngest daughter climbing around on his lap. He got a new kidney a month earlier, he says, and he already feels a whole lot better.
I'm feeling better. I mean, I feel like normal. I feel like 3-4 years before, because 3-4 years before I didn't have my kidneys problems.
His surgery was part of an effort by the Royal Liverpool Hospital to train local staff in kidney transplant surgery. It will be a couple of years before Shifa Hospital can manage these surgeries without outside help. Now, doing organ transplants here in Gaza will create new problems. Dr. Daher of the World Health Organization notes that transplant patients need their own special drugs that are often hard to get in Gaza.
They would need immunosuppressants, they would need medications to maintain the organ, not to be rejected from the body.
And Daher notes Gaza will have to come up with a fair system for managing organ donations. But for the lucky few who do find donors, getting a new organ here at home is a lot better than looking for help overseas or than a lifetime of dialysis. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.